This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, April 12th, 2019. We will finish Tes Vav Min Aleph 15a, fourth section, Ela Amar Rava Tilameimar. It is the yellow text on the source sheet. We are finally going to answer our question. Okay, how can it be that Rav Yochanan, who says positive command followed by negative command, you get whipped, if in the case of rape, where we have positive command, take her as a wife, followed by negative command, do not divorce her, you don't get whipped if you are an Israelite. Ella Amar Rava. So Rava comes and Rava has the answer. Right? Forget taking it from here and moving it from there and upending the pasuk and switching it all around and going from slander to rape to slander, up and down and all around. Forget all of that, says Rava. You missed the pasuk. Elama Rava kol yamav. Right? The Torah says, lo yuchal lishalcha. Right? You must take her as a wife, positive. You may not divorce her. Kol yamav, for all of your days, says the Torah. Rava says, you know what those words, kol yamav? All right, kol yamav be'amud v'hachser. The entirety of your life, you are commanded to get up and take her back. V'chein ki asa ravin, am Rav Yochanan. Ah, Rav Yochanan. Right, we got Rav Yochanan. Ki asa, right, Rav Yochanan says the same thing, kol yamav be'amud v'hachser. That those two words serve as, right, the corrective, the positive. You must always take her back. Right? You got to take her as a wife. You may not divorce her all of your days, i.e. all of your days, you got to bring her back. We've transformed from the pasuk itself, right, this from a case of positive followed by negative to positive followed by negative followed by positive. Right? Then we've created the scenario of a lav hanitak la'aseh, a positive corrective following the negative commandment, and in that case, you don't get lashes. Fabulous. Okay? We finally did it. Amalei Rav Papa the Rav. The Papa says to Rav, let's take another question of Yochanan. Okay? Rav Yochanan again said, negative preceded by a positive, you get whipped. So we have a problem, says Rav Papa the Rav. Vahalodame lave lalav de chasima. This negative prohibition, which is preceded by a positive, is not comparable to the negative prohibition of chasima, of muzzling your cow as he is doing work for you in the field. Right, that is the paradigm we've seen before. The paradigm of the prohibition for which you get lashes, because lashes is actually written in that context. That, in that case, says Rav Papa to Rav, there is no positive before the negative. It's a negative only. And if every case where you get lashes has to match the paradigm, right, the prototype, probably more paradigm, this doesn't do it. So you shouldn't get lashes, right? Another question on Rav Yochanan. So Amar Leh, Rav says back to Rav Papa, Mishum dekasa berachmana ase yesera. Migra Gara, right? Because the Torah, Imishvait, wrote asay, an additional asay, it should be worse. I mean, it doesn't detract at all. It is identical in every way to the prohibition of muzzling. Okay, and then the Torah added another positive, but that shouldn't detract at all. The Gemara says, well, now wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's true, we should make the same case by the lav, right? Shenitak la'aseh. That is the negative prohibition, which is followed, right? Not preceded, by followed by a positive corrective. Ihachi lav shenitak la'aseh. A negative command that is followed by the positive corrective, right? Don't steal, return. So nami lema, we should say the same thing. Mishum dekasa berachmana aseh yaseh, because the Torah added another positive command, migra gar, it should be worse. Let's whip him in that case. Right? What's the difference between positive followed by negative or negative followed by positive? In both cases, say, All right, the Torah added a positive command. Why should they make it worse? Whip them. So Amar Leh says back to him, no. Right, that's not a good question. Because it's clear in the case of Lav Shanitak Le'aseh, where the positive corrective action comes and follows the negative, that Hahu L'Nituke Lav Huda'asa. That's clearly there, right? L'Natekes, to separate. It's to separate this prohibition from lashes. It's clearly there to give the corrective action, and once you have the corrective action, you don't need the lashes. Okay. And still we're not so clear, right? Still we have a question, because that's how, right? It's the beauty of the Gemara. We always question, right, till the very end. Ha ni chalamanda amar. That is all well and good. That the positive correction comes, and as long as you have the opportunity to correct it, you don't get whipped. Ha ni chalamanda amar bitalo velo bitalo. That is well and good for the person who says, right, now let me take one step back and just we have to explain these two concepts and then we'll read the Gemara again. In the case of Lav Shenitak La'aseh, right, where there is a positive corrective that you can do, followed by the positive corrective comes after the Lo Sa'aseh. There is an argument, which we're going to see later in the Gemara, at what point is it possible that you do get whipped? So initially you don't get whipped because you have the opportunity to fix it. Do we wait until the opportunity to fix it is exhausted and is no longer possible? Okay, that is bitlo velo bitlo. At the moment when you're no longer able to fix it, that's when you get whipped. There is another possibility, which is chemo velo chemo. Right. Did you perform the positive corrective or not? And even if after you didn't do it, you still could do it, Beis Din is going to whip you. Right. In that case, they bring you to Beis Din and they say as follows. Okay, you did X, and now you're supposed to correct it with Y. And Beis Din says to you, buddy, shape up, correct it with Y. At that point, you say no, and they whip you. That is chemo. Either you did it, velo chemo, or you didn't do it. Now, in that case, obviously the opportunity to perform Y still exists. You just chose not to, and at that time they beat you. Okay. So those are the two options. Do you get beaten when it is no longer possible to correct the action? Or do you get beaten when you have decided not to correct the action, even though you still possibly could? So, now, with those concepts explained, let's go back to the Gemara. Ha ni chalamanda amar, bitlo velo bitlo. This idea that the asay after the lo sa'aseh, the corrective positive, the reason you don't get whipped is because you can always fix it, right? That makes sense according to the guy who says, when do you get whipped? When you can no longer fix it, right? We agree. As long as the positive corrective is there, you don't get whipped because the possibility is always there. When you can no longer do it, okay, then it's just a regular lo sa'aseh, you get whipped. Ela lamanda amar, but according to the guy who says chemo velo chemo, that what the lashes are dependent upon whether you want to or whether you agree to perform the corrective action, right? My ika lamemar, what can he say? Right? How does he explain why you just don't get whipped initially, right? Because there's an extra assay. It should be, right, worse? Right? That's a fair question. You can't answer in that case, well, the positive corrective is there to show that as long as you can fix it, you don't get whipped. Because that's not what he believes. He believes you don't get whipped initially. When you reject the opportunity to fix it, you get whipped. But you still have the possibility. Right, so that position is going to require a little bit more analysis and clarification. And that, please God, we will do Monday morning, because this concludes our learning for today and this week.